Welcome to Start to Finish Motherhood, a podcast for those thinking or already single mothers by choice, just looking for practical advice for navigating life's relationships. When you decide to have children on your own, it doesn't mean that you're completely alone. I'm Aisha Jenkins, and I'm partnering with you every step of your journey.
Hey, before we dive in, if this show has added value to your life or provided insight to your parenting journey, you can support it by buying me a coffee. Visit starttofinishmotherhood.com/coffee. Now let's get into this episode. Wow, what a flashback. That episode was focused on, this episode is focused on traveling with kids as a single mother by choice and how far I have come since that episode. Now that it's 2026, let me tell you. So I did absolutely plan to take my children to Bali, Indonesia, once they got older. So they happened to arrive at the age where I felt comfortable traveling with them in 2024. We did a trial run to Florida to visit some friends, you know, so we'd done road trips before. And so this was going to be our big trip. I had left a job. I needed a palate cleanser. I needed a hard reset. And so we were going to Bali. Until I spoke to my friend and he intervened and said, well, if you like Bali, you'll love Sri Lanka. And just like that, the seed was planted. And then he went further to say that he would meet us in Sri Lanka toward the tail end of our trip, which had me over the moon. So I shifted plans. We sat down and we planned a 21-day trip to Sri Lanka. I am putting the link to those episodes in the show notes below, but it was an amazing trip. It was what I needed. It was what the children needed. It just took us out of our standard routine. I got to introduce the children to international travel the way I like to do it. And for those who don't know, the way that I like to travel, especially internationally, one, I don't like to be rushed. But I like to go and see some touristy things, but I also like to get an insider's view of the country. And so Sri Lanka is a small country. So I'd say that we probably got to see half the country over those 21 days. But like I said, the details are in the episodes below. But we absolutely did it. And I traveled the way that I like to travel. I made sure we had two suitcases, one for checked luggage, and then one to take on the plane. The kids each had their backpacks that had their tablets, you know, so we were all set. I vacuum sealed everything. So each of us had our own separate vacuum sealed bag of our belongings within the larger suitcase. And so it was an amazing trip. We met up with friends. We had good food. The children, it's a core memory for the kids. But here are my thoughts, the tips and tricks on traveling with kids. And I will say that this episode stood the test of time. I will definitely put an asterisk next to traveling with a copy of your child's birth certificates. So up to this point in 2024, I had never been asked for a copy of my birth certificates. The trip to Sri Lanka, I was fine. Never asked for a copy of the birth certificates. It was not until I traveled recently to Costa Rica that I got asked about a second parent. And so it was out of the blue for me. I said there wasn't a second parent. They asked to see the birth certificate. I had just cleaned out my wallet and removed things that were not necessary for me to travel, my big giant wallet. So I did not have my children's birth certificates on me. I had just taken everything out of my suitcases from my trips to Mexico, where I had copies of their birth certificates, took all of that out of my suitcase. So I had no birth certificates with me, but this was actually the first time in 11 years of being a parent that anyone had ever asked me for a copy of my children's birth certificates. So now I created a new copy, folded it up, and now I'm just going to travel with it. So that is my update. I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you are feeling punchy, tell me what is your approach to traveling with children And what has been your favorite place to travel with children? I will tell you, I've gone to Sri Lanka. I've gone to Costa Rica. I travel locally with the children. We've been to London. And all of those places have been child friendly. And so what's your favorite place to travel with kids? And then what is some of your best travel hacks?
We are going to throw caution to the wind and we're going to plan an epic vacation for when the world for when the world opens back up. Not really, but we're going to reminisce about travel. And can I just say, I miss travel. I miss it. It was actually just 2 years into traveling with my eldest daughter when the pandemic hit. We'd taken a trip to Jamaica. We'd gone to Club Med in Florida. We'd done some short weekend trips. I had built up my confidence with traveling. With the new baby, she was just turning like one and a half. And so I felt confident enough to go ahead and plan a cruise vacation for the summer. We put down our down payment. And just as we were getting geared up to make the second big payment, the pandemic hit. And yeah, so I was just like, so I'd been looking forward to attempting that first trip and trying out some of the hacks that I discovered while traveling as a single woman. I am a big fan of travel, mainly because I think that it's a way to just unify people, places, humanity, and you get to, there are a lot of teachable moments if it's done right. And I always wanted to be the first one to teach my girls about how you interact with the travel community, with the people you meet in a respectful, dignified way. And one of the trips that I can't wait to take them on is Bali. I fell in love with the country, the peace. If peace was a place, a word, a visual, it would be running through the rice fields in Bali. So I can't wait to take the girls there. But my most memorable trip as an SMC was a trip that I took to Club Med in Sandpiper Bay in October 2018. My daughter was just on the tail end of potty training, so she was good to go. And she was just such a good little traveler at that time. And I think she was about three and a half, if I have the math correct. And actually, both girls went with me on that trip. I was pregnant, very early pregnant at the time. I had a positive home pregnancy test. I was just praying the whole time that this one stuck, but both girls were with me. And I think we just really enjoyed our time there. I traveled to meet up with some other SMCs and it was just a really good time. They were relaxed and chilled. The kids got along. And I think what made that trip memorable was that it really cemented for me the type of vacation childcare that I needed in order for me to relax and enjoy my vacation. When my daughter was younger, I did take a trip to Jamaica and the kids had a nanny, but having to work that nanny relationship around the different breaks that they needed just did not work for me. It just felt really disjointed. And I don't know why I thought, I don't have a nanny. I've never wanted a nanny in my real life. Why would a nanny suddenly work in my vacation life, right? And Sandpiper Bay had a kids club. And it was just like dropping the kids off at daycare, dropped her off and almost forget about it. But the staff was really good and the kids had their own vacation. Like my daughter had a ball. She was doing adventures that I never thought, like she did the tightrope, where you are on that swing in the air, where you got to let go and then catch and release. And so she did that, and where I would have been cringing as her mom, like, no, in that adventurous setting with full safety measures and other kids, she was just a little individual enjoying her vacation. And so at periods throughout the day, the moms would be, we'd be socializing, we'd be drinking. And then we'd see this parade of little people walking past us, like on their own vacation. They were our kids just doing their thing. And so for me, it let me know what type of vacation childcare I needed. So let's talk travel hacks. My hacks are, I'm anal about packing, right? I like to use Ziploc bags. I use a lot of them. They come in various sizes, like the gallon, the quart size. It's also cathartic, therapeutic, right? So I'm packing the bags. I roll out the air. Everything lays flat. With the big jumbo size Ziploc bags, I can separate out their clothes from mine. So they get their own big Ziploc bag that's got a handle. So I can pack it throughout the week. And I can pack liquids and creams, have their own little Ziploc. White clothes have their own little Ziploc. And then I actually pack Ziploc bags for the carry-on because one outfit and swimsuits per person. And so that goes into our carry-on. So that's one hack. I stock up on Ziploc bags. And then secondly, until the kids are like six or so, I always bring the stroller, right? Something that's foldable. Like before the pandemic hit, my kid's godmother was going to gift me this well-researched, I forget, what brand stroller it was, but it was foldable, packable, compact, but it had like good compartments and whatever. Wow. So bring the stroller until they're like six or so. It's multi-purpose. That's one way to go splurge. If you're going to splurge the extra little bit of money on a good travel stroller with wheels, do that. Look, I had been on enough planes where kids are an X factor. They spill, they throw up, they pee. They knock things over on you and on other people. So let's talk packing just a little bit. For me, I'm a roller, so I roll everything. Like I said, I do the Ziploc bags, bag for me and each kid throughout the week, throw things into their bag. I like to use one suitcase because I like to be streamlined when I go through the airport. So I'll get a medium to large size suitcase with wheels on it and then put everything in the bag. So that's our travel bag that will get checked. And then we each have our own carry-on bags. The size will fit the person's. And then in our carry-on, we might have our light snacks. We might have our toys. Each kid will have their tablet, their activities. And then for me, I have the bag that will have our change of clothes. It will have anything that's too heavy, the extra snacks, the hand sanitizers, and all those baby wipes and all that stuff. And then I carry a crossbody bag so that I have our travel documents accessible. So each of us, our carry-on is a backpack carry-on. So keep hands free to wrangle little kids who gone wayward and things like that. I must have heard about it in the SMC community because once I started traveling with my daughter, I actually keep a copy of her birth certificate in my wallet. And I keep it separate from the copies of our passports that I keep just in case we lose our passports. All right. Tips for navigating long trips. International travel and the trips upwards of 6, 7, 8 hours. So for me, I will say this is definitely a choose your hard approach for me. Whenever I do long trips or long travel, I plan on getting connecting flights, especially for land vacations. Yeah, I know some people would be like, there's a greater chance of your luggage getting lost. And I appreciate that, but this is my hard. What I learned on a few of my trips is that there are hotels and the suites that you can rent at the airport. So my plan is to get a connecting flight and then have those few hours in the airport where I book us a room where I can lay flat and get a good rest. My kids can stretch their legs and run around and build that into part of the vacation experience. Yep, the vacation will be extended probably by an extra day or two by having that longer connecting flight in the middle of our trips. But I've done that a few times. And it is just heavenly how my patience and my perspective changes for the next leg of the trip if I get to lay flat and rest. I am going to inchworm my way into traveling with the kids. I think prior to the pandemic, some of the Florida SMCs, we were also planning to go back to Sandpiper Bay. And I think that I want to revisit that again, because right now I know whatever vacation I take, I need to be able to relax and actually just get rest. This actually felt like a mental vacation for me. Thank you again for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Start to Finish Motherhood with Aisha. If you want to keep the conversation going, follow Start to Finish Motherhood on Instagram or email me at aisha@starttofinishmotherhood.com. If you love this episode, please share it with anyone who's thinking of becoming a single mother by choice, anyone who's already parenting as a single mother by choice and just looking for advice on navigating it all, or a friend or family member who's looking to support someone else's single mother by choice journey. Until next time, bye now.